News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We've heard a lot about recruitment challenges in the HSE. Well, those challenges are only going to get worse because whatever about the hospital and acute sector, the primary care sector is going to be in desperate need of people. That's according to a new Economic and Social Research Institute report that looks at the HSE's primary and community care workforce and says there needs to be a lot more people in those services because of the way the demographics are going. Dr. Aoife Brick is with us. She's Senior Research Officer at the ESRI and lead author of the report. Aoife, what have you found?
Hi, Anton. Well, I suppose in this report, we're looking forward. So looking out as far as 2040 to see how the workforce requirements for those HSE primary and community care services might change. So in the report, we cover six health and social care professions and also public health and community nursing. And what the analysis shows is that across all of the various professions and grades that we look at, we're looking at significant growth in the workforce requirements by 2040. So I suppose 2040 sounds like a long time away, but really, given the time that it takes to train staff, it's really not that far into the future. So what we're looking at is growth of around between 30 and 70%. Now, that sounds like quite a broad range, but I suppose the highest growth rates there are associated with the services that are more currently highly concentrated in the older population. So particularly the nursing services, for example, and podiatry. But the numbers there would vary widely. So for nursing, you're looking at about 2,000 additional whole-time equivalents. But for podiatry, those numbers would be much, much lower, in and around the 100.
And is this a function of the ageing population?
Absolutely. So I suppose there's a couple of factors going on there. Ireland's population is growing. So you're looking at growth there of, you know, somewhere between 600,000 and a million people by 2040. But for these types of services, for healthcare in particular, it's the ageing of the population that's particularly important to focus on. So, you know, these services in the community do focus quite heavily on the older population. And we're looking at a doubling of the population aged 85 and over by 2040. So that brings significant challenges to these services, as well as other healthcare services.
Are the services already in place and just in needing to be expanded across that period? Or is it going to need a complete revolution in the type of community care that's available?
Well, I suppose most of the services are already in place, but what is happening in the HSE is a huge reorganisation in how the care is delivered. And when you think about the launch of care goals that we've been talking about now for many years, where you're going to be looking at a shift in care from hospitals to community over time, that will bring additional pressures to the community services as well. You also might be looking at, you know, more complex patients maybe being looked after to a greater extent in the community if all of these new teams that are planned come into play.
Aoife, thank you very much. Dr. Aoife Brick there, Senior Research Officer at the ESRI and lead author of that report.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.